When I was a girl in the 50s, I got to see all the stars parade around the hotel. They were all there, Jimmy Durante, Bing Crosby, even Zsa Zsa Gabor. My father was the manager there, and I got to go to work with him sometimes. But my favorite sighting was Roy Rogers hobbling through the lobby on crutches. He said it was some sort of bowling alley incident, whatever that meant. You never knew who you would see. I remember my dad bringing home a piece of cake from Natalie Wood and Robert Wagner's wedding reception at the hotel. I can't remember what flavor it was, but I remember the pretty little frosting flowers. And I remember pretending to be a movie star and posing for the cameras while my brother and I fought over the last few bites. And I remember practicing being glamorous and beautiful while I ate it. Of course, I had no doubt that it was only a matter of time before I got famous, made Paul Newman fall in love with me, and had my dream wedding. But I planned on not making the same mistake Robert Wagner and Natalie Wood did. I heard that they stayed so long at the reception that they missed their private train car to Colorado, so they had to chase the train all across Phoenix to get on board. Years later, when I had my own wedding in the garden room at the hotel, the exact same spot where they had their reception, I remembered the cake. Even though I wasn't marrying Paul Newman, and there weren't any reporters there, the cake was still delicious.